Soviet flag, Mein Kampf book found at home of man arrested after Macron slap. By Chris Tomlinson on June 10, 2021. A flag of the Soviet Union, USSR. A copy of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, and other material were found at the home of one of the men arrested after slapping French President Emmanuel Macron. One of the men arrested after the filmed slapping the French president during a visit to the commune of Thon-l'Hermitage saw his home raided by investigators. A source close to the investigators who raided the home of the man, identified as 28-year-old Arthur C., told French media that they had discovered a Soviet flag, a copy of Mein Kampf, a legally purchased rifle, role-playing books and books on the Middle Ages, Le Parisien reports. Damien T., the 28-year-old who was filmed assaulting President Macron, is said to have believed in an ideological mush, according to the source who spoke to La Parisienne. Other outlets, such as Politico, have reported that Damien T. was a fan of martial arts, the Middle Ages, Japanese pop culture and far-right influencers along with left-wing channels on his YouTube page, according to the Daily Mail. He is also believed to have shouted the phrase Mon Choix. Saint-Denis. A boss la Macronie. Mon Choix. Saint-Denis. Down with Macronland, which is said to reference a 12th-century battle cry linked to Charlemagne. Both suspects also have links to the Gilichuan Yellow Vest movement and were said to have taken part in a Yellow Vest protest in nearby Valence prior to the slapping incident with the French leader. The Yellow Vest movement shook the French presidency in late 2018 when weekly protests in Paris and other cities exploded into violence. One protest in December of that year led to Macron placing a helicopter on standby in case he needed to escape protesters storming the Élysée Palace. While the Yellow Vest protest has substantially subdued during the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, negative attitudes still exist toward Macron from a large part of the French population to the extent that the Jean Jaurès Foundation reported it could cost him next year's presidential election. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.